Today, we can build electric actuators, linear actuators, motor actuators, motors. We got inverters that now we got this $2 control that will make a motor do anything.
Right.
So the motors for actuators can be variable speed induction motors. And so the actuator is a key development, and it's going to go into all kinds of airplanes. So the next important development will be the replacing hydraulics with electric actuators. And that will probably go in all industry. And hydraulics, you think of the, even across the street, they're building a new house, and there's a crane that's about 100 feet high that has a hose on it that pumps concrete, cement all over the place. And that's got big hydraulic cylinders. Well, those could be replaced. So there's a tremendous opportunity for in aerospace as well as other fields of replacing hydraulics. The other thing is putting Sunstrand out of business, because we don't need to have constant frequency AC. We can make that real easy now. So the new airplane engines will have a rotor, which the rotor that is in that jet engine will have on it permanent magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And then fixed around that magnet in the fixed housing are the coils. And that generates variable frequency alternating current. There's no brushes, nothing on the rotor except fixed permanent magnets, which are not going to fail. No gears, no clutches, no hydraulics, and the coils pick up the alternating current as variable voltage, variable frequency. So what? Goes into this magic box, and out comes whatever you need. And then there's the incentive to go to DC distribution instead of having AC distribution. And we abandoned DC distribution because the brushes and the commutator would flash over at a high altitude, but you don't have to have commutators and brushes anymore. So DC distribution is the coming thing, and you can go up to high voltages, and we have high voltage transceivers, transistors, and high voltage, the voltages of the MOSFETs are going up, so the MOSFETs are beautiful. They have milliohms of resistance, so you have this box, you don't even have to cool it, because there's no heat generated in it. So I think those are the key developments in aerospace electronics. Then, of course, we have the need for power at satellites and spacecraft. And also, I think a key development will be the solar power satellite, which operates in synchronous orbit. We showed before that if we just get that cost of launching down an to 1/10, then the thing could be economically practical, be cheaper than burning oil. But now the cost of launching can go down to less than 1/10, so it's going to look pretty good. And there are opportunities. Again, the Russians, no, it was an American firm that is going to have proposing generating power with solar cells, immediately converting it to some radio frequency, sending it down a coaxial cable to the transmitter, which has a huge antenna. But the transmitter requires AC, and if we send it at radio frequency, then the transformer is real light. If we send it at 400 hertz, it's a huge, tons and tons of transformer.
Right.
So there's options there that are going to make it more practical, all kinds of opportunities for using the latest technology. And in spacecraft, there's an amusing, important need to see what the solar corona is like. Mm-hmm. And then the if you go to the solar corona, things are pretty hot. It just everything melts.
Right.
So the spacecraft has got to have a shield on it that reflects the sunlight to keep the spacecraft cool. But how do you generate power? Well, it turns out you make a little hole in it, and then you put in a thermophotovoltaic generator where you heat up a can of a can that has a radiating surface. Then you put thermocouples around it, and so there's some new developments there. And